Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The downtown arena debates. That's who's there. It's back, baby. apparently, the city wants to put the proposed downtown arena in Riversdale.
It's one of the options.
One of the options.
Yeah. I love this idea.
Do you?
Yes, because it is downtown still. It's not in the heart of, like, the heart of downtown, but
it's in, like, the lungs of downtown. That sounded a lot funnier in my head.
The lungs are kind of in the middle, but anyway.
You know what? Let's just move past that and pretend it didn't happen.
I just love what's happening with River Landing, along the river there, the Persephone Theater, the new hotel and condo building that's happening, the brand new Victoria Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of happening on River Landing. Riversdale, the neighborhood itself, is being revitalized. And I just think, out of all the other prospective places, this is a great one.
I'm going to disagree with you.
What?
And not because of parking. Because we posted this story on Cruz's Facebook page like 11 minutes ago, and there are already like 2, 3, 4, like 8 comments complaining about the parking. Like, people love complaining about the parking when it comes to the downtown arena. We just got to let it go, okay?
Have they heard of parkades before?
We've just got to let go of the whole parking thing. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
But I disagree with putting it in Riversdale because Riversdale kind of has its own little thing going on right now. Riversdale is going through a lot of change. They have a lot of new up-and-coming businesses going down there. And it's not really a place for an arena. It's kind of like a hip and cool, trendy area.
Why don't they deserve an arena too?
They do. They totally do. The people of Riversdale are great people. It's a great neighborhood, but it just kind of has its own little vibe. I know I sound like someone from Nutana right now. Don't mess with our neighborhood, you know? But it just seems like Riversdale, they kind of got their own thing going on. I don't think an arena suits that neighborhood. I still think it should kind of go by Preston Crossing. Kind of by the university there.
And
the I know it's not downtown, but I think that the city could buy that farmland back from the U of S and put it there.
It's
easy to get in and out of. There's already a lot of infrastructure around there.
The city want infrastructure.
Well, roads and stuff.
Well, of course. Yeah. But like the university. The city wants to create an entertainment district.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning an entire area of restaurants and places to go and things to do. Easy accessibility. Over the bridge and in a field. No way, man.
They can still build a little bit of an area there. I mean, they got some starting points there with the whole Preston Crossing. They got a little district there. They can add some more shops. I just think that we're trying too hard to be like Calgary and Edmonton. We're not Calgary and Edmonton.
No.
We see Edmonton's new ice district and their new arena, and we're like, oh, we want that. But
that's
we can't support that.
We're turning into Calgary and Edmonton.
Yeah, but down the road we might be. Not right now.
Got to plan for the future.
You're right. I know that you're right,
I'm
okay?
I'm so right.
If
you want to tell me I'm right, 938-0963, you can call or text me just to tell me that. Good morning, Vance.
Good morning, all.
Very quickly, downtown arena. Or Preston Crossing Arena.
Preston Crossing.
Hey, Vance is my guy.
Clayton finally got one. Okay.
People texted in at 306-938-0963 and said they agreed with me as well.
Yeah, like two people.
Three. Three people.
And the hospital is also working on a 36-bed acute care unit for patients who are admitted through the ER.
Before we get into sports, we just got another text at 306-938-0963 saying they agree with me that the arena should be put at Preston Crossing and not downtown.
Sorry, that's four.
How many have you gotten?
Seven, I think.
Well, that's
possibly
a lie.
Eight.
Lies. We are never going to talk about a downtown arena ever again. Because this downtown arena debate, it's almost worse than talking politics during a federal election. Because when you talk with someone who's a hardcore supporter of a certain party, and you're like, well, I kind of disagree with you. They're like, oh yeah, you disagree with me? You're wrong. You're wrong. You're so wrong.
Yeah.
Same thing with this downtown arena debate, but like 10 times worse.
Look what we've started.
Like, it's amazing how many people text in. Clayton, excuse me. I just want to let you know that you're an idiot and you're wrong.
Yeah.
It would be a horrible, horrible idea to put it at Preston Crossing. People can have different ideas. People can think one idea is great and other people can think that idea is stupid. It's okay. It's discussion. This is how things get done.
And maybe let's not seriously complain about it until it's built.
Exactly. Like, this is all just potential.
I know.
Like, it's all just like, it might happen. This whole thing might not even happen. It might just fall through.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny how people, oh man, you got political arguments to the left of me, downtown arena debates to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle. Usually, by the way, we should get back on track here. We talked to Derek Taylor, the voice of the Riders, right about now, but they're in Vancouver, and it's super early there right now, so he wasn't able to wake up and chat with us.
Boo.
So instead of talking Rider football here, please enjoy all of our Saskatchewan Rough Rider player theme songs. Evans! 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 Yeah! Wait for it. Hey, Brett Lowther. Kick it! There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Fajardo! Let's go, Riders!
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Driven by Auto Clearing Jeep and Ram Center, online at autoclearing.com.
All right, first one is from Courtney. Tears for Fears, Seeds of Love. Courtney hears Sewing Machines of Love. Those are not the right lyrics. It's Sowing the Seeds of Love.
The next one today is from Doug, Red Rider, White Hot. Doug hears, I'm white hot, yes, I'm burning to the core. I need raid, I need raid, I need raid.
I'm white hot, yes, I'm burning to the core.
You know you've got a real bad ant problem when you need raid that bad.
That bad.
Yeah. The real lyrics, not raid. I need rain.
I'm wet high. Yes, I'm burning to the core. I need rain. I need rain. I need rain.
Get the man some raid. Come
Last
on.
One is from Patrick, and it's In Excess, Suicide Blonde. Patrick hears Soup and Salad Bar. Who doesn't love a good soup and salad bar?
Nice 2-for-1 soup and salad bar.
Rest in peace, Bonanza.
Oh, I miss you, Bonanza.
The actual lyrics, much like the title, Suicide Blonde. So we figured we were done and over with talking about Mac the Moose out of Moose Jaw because he was recently reinstated as the tallest moose statue.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, after the Norwegian town of Stor Elvdal created a big, giant, metallic moose called the Storglen. Sorry, Storlgen. Anyway,
who cares? It's not the tallest moose anyway.
It isn't. It's no longer the tallest moose. Mac the Moose is now the record holding one at 32 feet. And we thought it was over.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't.
Ugh.
The town of Desbien in Quebec has decided to throw down the gauntlet in this moose dispute. The mayor said he's proposed building an amusement park in the town that would feature the world's largest moose sculpture. Nicholas Martel, he's the mayor. He said the moose statue would pay tribute to the indigenous people in the area, which is great. And it'd be a nod to all the hunters that are there as well. But listen to this. He envisions a sculpture that would be enlarged anytime its claim to being the world's tallest moose statue was challenged.
Well, that's not fair.
So it's like it would be on some kind of hydraulic thing where it's like, oh, well, you know what? Mac the Moose, they added another 8 inches to his antlers. Mayor of Desbien would be like, and crank the thing up. They would be able to basically make it the tallest moose statue anytime they wanted to.
Maybe this moose is like Inspector Gadget. Just go gadget longer legs and just extends itself like
go,
that.
Go gadget antlers.
I mean, Quebec probably won't have any problems paying for this because we give them like $12 billion a year in equalization payments. So, hey-o. The only thing good that came out of this Mac the Moose thing, because it was in the news for like 6 months straight.
Yeah.
The only good thing that came out of it was, well, number one, Mac the Moose is now the tallest again, but number two was that techno song came out. Remember the Mac the Moose techno song?
Back in 84, yes. Mac the Moose was born. His record was a shoo-in, he stood really tall.
Wait for
until
it.
Until Justin and Greg looked across the shore to see Norway's moose just fell to the floor.
Here we go.
The Terminator T-1000 mountain galore had in motion something of a quite unlikely war.
Wait for it again.
Their pride and their glory fell with the story. Mac was no longer the one and the only. What's the difference if we win or lose? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
As I like to say, Stacey, that's a heater.
Yesterday, big day in Canada. It's been 1 year since marijuana has been legalized. And it was also the day that edibles, topicals, and other things like that became legal. We're not going to be able to purchase them in the province for about 2 months, but they're on their way. And what's interesting to note is that police in the province have seen little change since cannabis has been legalized. They have not seen any real escalation, they said, in the number of calls for service, the number of impaired drivers, or the amount of public consumption, which was a very positive thing. They have had to issue tickets, of course, under the Saskatchewan Cannabis Act for a few, you know, possessions by minors, that sort of thing. But overall, listen to this, criminal code cannabis charges have decreased from 2017 to 2018, which was something they were hoping for.
Remember when marijuana first became legal and everyone was like Helen Lovejoy from The Simpsons?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Turns out they were thinking of the children.
I know.
Because, I mean, it was expected a few minor tickets were going to be handed out. It's just going to happen. But in general, it's been going so smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this was kindergarten, the police would be giving us like a gold star for good behavior,
Here's
you know?
Here's that cookie.
I think a lot of people overreacted because that stigma of the lazy stoner breaking the rules all the time.
Yeah,
man, I got some Barb Marley posters on my wall. I think that stigma still exists, but
it just turns out we're all responsible adults.
Who knew? Did dentists offer you money for your Halloween candy? Or
what?
Did doctors say, like, okay, pace yourself on the Halloween candy? Like, way, way back when we were kids.
No.
Did any of that stuff exist?
Not that I can remember.
Fast forward to today, and so many dentists offer kids money for their Halloween candy. Doctors are like, okay, one night of binging isn't bad, but... And I get it. I get it. Candy is bad for you. I get it. But can we just let kids be kids?
For like a week out of the year.
Like, for just 1 week, let them go banana sandwich on candy, okay? Because I remember being a kid and having my stash of Halloween candy in my closet. I felt like a king.
Oh, it's the best.
I felt like just the coolest person on earth, because when I get home from school, I got this candy stash. I'm going to go home, eat some candies, play some Duck Hunt. Like, the best day ever.
Even just waking up in the morning, it was like... Oh my God, I've got candy.
Yes.
And then you would just, I don't know about you, but I would just like go and look at it, rearrange it into different piles.
Oh, the rearranging.
That was great.
I forgot about the rearranging by color, by size.
Yeah, or sometimes it was like, okay, these are all my mini chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. These are all, this is the chewing gum. Mm-hmm. These are the weird candies that I'm probably going to give to my dad. And then chips.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then a giant pile of Werther's Original, because for whatever reason, people always gave out Werther's Original.
The worst one, I know we talked about this before, about like what the best Halloween candy was, and they said it was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I still feel like the worst one, Rockets.
Oh, hated Rockets.
Always the last candy in my bag was the Rockets.
And it just made your teeth feel like chalk. It was like, ugh,
well,
you know?
It's basically just... sugared chalk.
It basically is chalk, you're right.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, don't make your kids feel bad with Halloween candy. It feels like we're making them feel guilty for having all this candy. Just let them be kids.
Also, they put in all the work collecting it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.